It's not often that I can say with great joy that I speak with a former New York Yankee here in Baltimore, but today it is joyful. Talking with Paul O'Neill, formerly the Yankees and the Cincinnati Reds, but we're talking about it because of what he is now doing with a charity that started in Baltimore and is continuing to grow outwards, Cool Kids Campaign. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for your time today. And it's interesting when I saw what the Cool Kids Campaign was doing. It's, you know, trying to grow because it's a charity that has done a great job of really helping families dealing with kids with cancer and pretty much providing all their needs from, you know, whether it be checks so that they can, you know, stay with their kids that are terminal instead of having to go to work, a learning center that they've created, all these things. And it started here in Baltimore with Oriole ties, and throughout now baseball it is spreading. So Ken Singleton, of course, formerly with the Orioles, now with the Yes Network, and you know, he went to you and talked about doing something in Florida, a golf tournament to raise. Can you talk about the effort you have going on there?
Yeah, I mean, Kenny and I work together with the Yankees in the booth, and obviously Kenny's tournament's been a huge success in Baltimore and kind of the starting place of the Cool Kids campaign. And it's such a neat thing that, you know, when they came to me and tried to, you know, I said, hey, we'll do this tournament. Do you want to give to any other charities? I said, absolutely not. I mean, this is a wonderful thing to do. And, you know, just starting to start this tournament down in Florida, you know, well, obviously Baltimore knows about it. We'll open up the New York market and, you know, the Florida market and try to make this a big event where hopefully we can, you know, use what they have started in Baltimore and spread this Cool Kids campaign around the country.
And I think it's neat. One of the things that the tournament here, what they've done a great job is making sure that for us, it's all the Orioles that have come back and continue to play with Kenny. What are you going to do for the draw for people in Florida and for people that want to get involved here? How can they?
Well, there's so many people that that obviously have already said that they're interested in coming. You know, we'll have a big group of baseball, basketball entertainers and try to make, you know, this the first year, obviously, a big year. And it's a concession golf club, which is an easy sell if you're a golfer. I mean, a beautiful golf course, one of the best in Florida. So, and it's in February. I mean, what else do you want to do in February other than get on a plane, go down, play with some celebrities, make some money for some kids in a warm climate?
February 16th to 18th, the Concession Golf Club in Bradenton, Florida. It sounds wonderful. Hey, I also want to talk to you, of course, about what's going on in the World Series here. Game 6 tonight as we look the Red Sox back at Fenway. It's all lined up for them, right? The perfect story. But St. Louis, I guess, is going to show up and play, I guess.
Well, I think there's probably more pressure on Boston tonight to win. You know, they've got one of their number one pitchers going out there, and you know that back. You get to that seventh game. I don't know if there is a home field advantage. You know, Boston does have an advantage tonight, but you know you'll get Big Poppy onto the bench, and you get Napoli back out on the first base, so they're adding a big bat back into the lineup. You know, if you're the Cardinals, you really have to worry that Boston doesn't come out and just throw up a big number that, you know, you're fighting uphill and you get the crowd involved. But, you know, a lot of weird things happen at Fenway. And, you know, when you get in these short series and you have an opportunity to close them out, home or away, you have to do it because you don't want it to go to a game seven because weird things happen.
Well, it's already been a weird series, you think about it. You have a walk-off pickoff. You have a walk-off obstruction call. It's been a bizarre circumstances thus far. So, yeah, I think that's a great point. You would have to almost expect the unexpected.
Yeah, and it has been, I mean, some fundamental plays. It's just you're not used to seeing from these type of teams. But, you know, coming into the series, I thought Boston would score more runs than St. Louis, and I thought they could match up. You know, number one, two with their pitching. You know, Uehara has been unbelievable out of the bullpen. And, you know, Boston just has that character and that just they have a lot going on right now. But, again, when you change momentum in a big series, in a short series, like Boston has it now. But, you know, if you go out and just think it's going to happen and you don't win game six, all of a sudden the momentum has changed.
Once again, talking with Paul O'Neill, former All-Star right fielder, 17 years in the bigs with Cincinnati and New York, and you played for Buck Showalter in New York, and we see now the success we've gotten to know what Buck is doing here, and I guess maybe we were a little bit surprised that it's been this good here because of what the Orioles had gone through for 15 years prior, but I mean, I guess, you know, what have you seen out of Buck, and is it just kind of what you expected for him here in Baltimore?
Well, I mean, he's a genius at what he does. He builds teams, and if you look at what happened, as soon as he left other teams, they ended up winning world championships, and New York was no different. So he knows talent. He knows how to set down a kind of a culture of winning, really into the fundamentals, and really, really prepared at every game. I mean, last year, you know, the Orioles were expected to do so much, and, you know, they had a good solid year, and a couple guys had huge years, but, you know, everyday players, very good. Good, solid team. They didn't get as many breaks as they did the previous year. And, you know, let's face it, you don't go to the playoffs and then sneak up on somebody the next year. I think people were ready for him this year. But, again, you know, going into next year after this World Series is over, they're still going to have to – people are going to have to contend with them in the American League East.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, I did see a report I want to ask you about. You are linked to the Cincinnati Reds job. Is that still something of interest, or is that what are your thoughts there?
Well, you know what? I wasn't even in town when it was kind of brought up about. I think it was kind of a story that was kind of blown up out of proportion. I mean, I know the Castellanis. Obviously, I live in Cincinnati. So I think that people in New York had heard a quote from some people that, you know, he would be a good manager. And all of a sudden, you know, now that I'm going to be a manager. But, no, I'm very happy at what I do. I mean, let's face it, my best years in baseball were in New York with the Yankees. I mean, I was very fortunate to win one championship here in Cincinnati. But, you know, I do live here. You know, you do root for teams that you played for, but very comfortable sitting up in the booth with Ken Singleton and doing games.
All right. Paul O'Neill, thanks so much for your time once again. For more information on the golf tournament, go to coolkidscampaign.org. Paul, best of luck with it in February.
Thank you very much.